This is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. We're back. It's been a few days.
About a week.
Yeah, about a week since the last one of the NovaCare Complex, but we're back to our usual setup.
Yeah.
I would say a decent amount's happened.
A lot of baseball.
Baseball, basketball playoffs. Yeah, let's just get into it.
What do you want to start off with?
I think we start off with the Sixers.
All right.
So, play-in tournament for the Sixers.
I'll be honest, I did not watch much of this game, so I was outside.
I watched that and the Phillies game,
I kept scrolling back and forth sometimes.
So, with the Sixers, they came out, I think they started scoring pretty well, and then all of a sudden, the coaching out of Miami, first of all, was outstanding.
Eric Spoelstra is the best coach probably in the league.
Yeah, it was really good coaching. They had the right setup to win. Covering Joel Embiid, not letting literally.
He didn't look 100% Embiid.
Yeah,
it was a little hot. It took to be expected.
Yeah,
because he rushed back, but
they weren't even letting Embiid get the ball. Like they were.
Yeah, I think the story of that game probably is Jimmy Butler going down.
Yeah.
I think if he's there, I'm the Pete.
When did that happen? Second quarter?
First or second. It happened, I think, early.
Second.
It was a lead pass to Butler. And he, pump faked an Uber and then jumped knees. Yeah. I mean, I think if Butler finishes that game out, healthy, I think the Heat went.
Well, we're not going into all that.
I know, but I'm just saying that, I'm just saying because the Heat only won by, not the Heat, the Sixers only won by 1 point. So it's like, Butler would have made a big. Did Butler play in the final stretch?
Yeah, he played the whole game.
You know, that's why I said I barely watched the game.
Like I don't care.
Nick Batum, I did see was playing out of his mind in that fourth quarter.
Yes, the three pointers.
The putback.
Hornets legend.
Polo Travis is legend.
Like when I was watching the game, I every time that man was just wide open in the corner.
The and one by Embiid in the late fourth. When he put a one-handed shot.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet. But I don't know why the Heat let him take a three-pointer wide open. Mm-hmm. I think it was in the fourth quarter late for no reason at all.
Yeah.
But, I think Sixers deserved to win because they won the game.
I was talking to my tech teacher, Mr. Smith, about it. He was saying he was actually – he hoped that they would lose so they could play the Celtics. And after hearing that, I kind of agree. Because it's either Sixers win against the Celtics or lose. Now, here's my thought. I think they're going to play each other either way. It's just...
You think the Sixers are going to beat the Knicks? Is it Knicks second round, first round Knicks, Sixers?
It depends. Like,
I would rather play the Knicks than the Celtics, to be honest.
Well, no, how he said it, it made sense. I forget how he said it, but it did make sense. But... Like, if they're going to win against the Knicks, they're going to have to... I think the one problem behind the Sixers is they expect... Not expect, but Joel Embiid does everything. He is the centerpiece.
I will say, because of last year in the playoffs, someone other than Maxey, Embiid, it has to be an Oubre, a Melton.
Like Batum. Look what happened when Batum showed up. Tobias did not show up. He was all over the place.
I've seen a lot of things about Tobias. I don't think normally.
Yeah. Like.
But, going from last year, James Harden didn't. He showed up in two games, Harden did, but the rest of the series, it was kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Then they need something like Kelly Oubre to have a 20-something point game for them to, win a series. Yeah, they have a nice roster. Embiid, Maxey, Oubre, Batum, Tobias, Paul Reed. They have good players and great players. It's just, it all comes down to how is Embiid going to play against Mitchell? A guy just in the playoffs. Especially.
That's what I mean. The Knicks are not a team to joke about.
They have a power. If they had Julius Randle healthy, because he's going to miss
this. It would be dangerous. They already are, but
because they have Brunson, OG, and Obi, they have everything a team would want.
Yeah.
The rebounding, the hustle guys, defense, the star player.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I think Julius Randle will be missed, but to be honest, I think the Knicks are like. It's just hard for me not to pick with the Knicks because they just feel like a team that's probably gonna make the conference finals.
Only reason why. Now, actually, never mind. I was gonna say only reason why it might not happen is because Brunson doesn't really have experience, but I feel like Brunson is one of those guys that just doesn't matter for. I feel like he's just gonna perform the same as always.
Since probably Villanova, he's just he's never really felt that because like in Dallas he was a second man and they went to the Western Conference Finals. Like he's played a lot of playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I think it'll be new for Maxey. How's he gonna be in the new role now?
I think he'll be fine.
I do too. Because last year he had James Harden like that. He didn't have to be like. Now he's gonna be the main like point guard in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna be a little challenging to someone. Yeah. But I think it'll be fine though.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what role players step up for the Sixers. Because I know the next role players are gonna step up with Bojan. Like, they have so many good players.
So for me, I'm kind of like I'm a basketball fan, but I'm not like. You know, I'm not like crazy on it.
It's tough to watch basketball when you don't have a league pass.
So like
it's kind of like baseball. Like if you don't have the pass to watch all the games, it's kind of difficult to like follow.
What I'm saying is like
I
watch the Phillies probably, I would say almost every day. Every time
I try to watch them every day.
But I'm not like crazy into basketball with the Sixers. So if I were as into the Sixers as I am the Phillies, I would be. So miserable because I feel like watching the Sixers is actually like the worst like experience for any team in sports.
I mean, they're playing well this year too, and then Embiid got hit injured and their season
like,
got derailed.
It's just I would be if I was like a diehard Sixers fan, like I'm still a Sixers fan, but if I was like crazy over them, I would be so frustrated because it just is the same thing every year. It's not even like I don't know, like if they want to win, they really need somebody to step up with Embiid. It cannot just be Embiid.
But sometimes it might be Embiid that has to step up, like last year in Game 7.
Well, that's what I mean. Embiid's not going to step it up every game. You're going to have those guys that are just like, just there.
Because like Embiid will get his, but what if one day, what if one game he doesn't have his?
Like, it's just...
It's sports. Some days your shot just doesn't go in the basket.
That's one thing I think the Celtics have a really good thing about is...
They have so many guys.
Yeah, they have so many guys. Like, if Tatum's not on, you got Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown's not on, you got Derek White.
Yeah, Jason Tatum. We have Jrue Holiday.
Like,
Kristaps, Al Horford.
That's what I mean. Pitcher. Like, it's just... It's so repetitive.
I'm excited to see the playoffs. And you got the Pacers in it, the match. I'm excited to see some of these matchups. I don't think Giannis is playing.
Yeah.
I don't know how many games he's not going to play this first round.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of wish he was because that whole Bucks-Pacers rivalry they've had.
Speaking of not playing, it came out like an hour ago that Jimmy Butler officially did have an MCL injury.
Yeah, so. See, I think he's going to be out a couple weeks. But who knows if they even make the playoffs? Cause
when's their playing game?
Probably tomorrow.
Because the Sixers play next week, Saturday.
So. You mean this Saturday?
Hmm?
You mean this Saturday?
Is it this Saturday? I thought it was next Saturday.
Because the Celtics play Sunday.
Commentator said it was next Saturday, but who I don't know. Who cares?
Let's move on to the Eastern Conference game.
Yeah.
The Hawks.
That is one I did actually not watch it at all. All I know is the Hawks lost.
All I know is Kobe White is a dog. I love Kobe White's game.
I did see that he scored his season high, but it didn't count.
He had 42. He had 42.
But playing games don't count for stats, which I think is so dumb.
You know what's so dumb? The Hawks. How they trade for DeJounte Murray, now they got to trade one of them. This upcoming offseason. That's one team that, like, it's kind of like sports where, like, you have, like, two stars and you have a talented roster. It just never.
Can you believe it that people actually thought that Trey was better than Luka at one point? I'm not even being, like.
I never thought that.
Yeah, I'm not even being biased. Like, I've always just thought Luka was better. And this just keeps proving himself every year.
I think Trey's great and all.
Yeah.
I think it determines what fit he is, because, like...
Yeah, like, Luka offers, so much more
Luka,
to a team.
I can think Luka can play in almost every system.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think a system that would be trouble in him is probably the run and gun.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's one of the take-my-time type of players.
Yeah.
Trae Young would be so good in that kind of style, the run and
gun.
Yeah,
like, if Trae was, like, on the Warriors or something, I feel like.
A team that likes to get out and run.
Yeah, like.
Well, let's talk about the Warriors real quick.
Like, the. Oh, yeah, how they're out.
What a transition by us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Klay Thompson.
All I read is he did not do good.
0-10 in his last game, probably. Oh. Was. Yeah.
0-10. Did he get, like, 5 points or something like that?
Now, that was a tweet that the Kings player put out, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's what, okay.
Like, 8 years ago. Yeah. It was, like, Klay Thompson, 5 points, hashtag sorry.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
But, yeah, Warriors eliminated De'Aaron Fox, dog. Whole Kings are dogs. Mm-hmm. Well, not probably not all, but most of them
I like De'Aaron Fox.
Pelicans, Lakers, tougher Zion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that.
You got, you know the whole thing about Zion Williamson, that, his one woman he was with that, like, tried to expose him?
I do not.
Like, he announced he was having a kid, and the woman was like, well, I was with you first, and who are you paying all this money to? Well, she was like, she put on TikTok, she laughed at him for getting hurt, and like, you can never be LeBron.
Oh,
never be LeBron.
I feel bad for Zion, man. That guy...
He's worked so hard to get to this point.
I know.
Then he hurts his hamstring when he drops 40 points.
Like...
The Pelicans, man, that's another team. Like, they were the 5th seed or 6th seed at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be they're probably going to be the 8th seed again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Or probably miss it. Like, at some point, they got to turn around.
If I'm Zion...
Because that roster is so good.
If I'm in Zion's position, I'm doing, like... I'm getting one more year in. If it's an injury-free year.
He was injury-free this year, too. It's like.
But what I'm saying is, if he's injury-free all next year, I would probably stay in the league. But if he gets injured again, I'm just calling it quits. I would be so frustrated if I was Zion.
I would be frustrated, too. But I think with Zion's nature, he's going to stay. Cause
yeah, like he loves basketball, like you can tell.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and that team should be so much better, too.
Yeah.
They have so many good players. But not basketball. Let's talk about baseball.
So
the Phils.
Let's start off with the game one of the Rockies.
I was just thinking about this. Why don't we talk about all three games? Yes.
Yeah.
We should do this more often. We just come after every series and talk. I think it's better than just talking about every single game.
Yeah.
I think it's more like compact. But yeah, let's go game one. It was Nola versus Cal Quantrill.
And we made Quantrill look like a Cy Young.
Dude.
It was embarrassing.
Aaron Nola though. Woo-wee. Aaron Nola might be back.
All right.
I mean, how many? He had over 10 strikeouts? Is that over 10?
Against what team?
Rockies.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
All right, Ranger Suarez had a complete game shutout.
Yeah, but, like, Ranger is actually, like, I think if you're going into a game.
Yeah.
If you're going to go, let's paint the picture.
All right.
If you're going into the MLB playoffs and you either can pick Ranger or Nola, I am picking Ranger.
I'm picking this year? Or
no,
whole
just in general. I'm picking Ranger.
It's a coin flip for me.
Exactly. Because, I don't know. I
will say that. Let's keep it the same, game one.
It's kind of vague in my...
I'll pull up the...
What was the score?
It was 2-1. Yeah. Because Pasha had the walk-off.
And then next game it was
5-0.
And okay, and then
it was 1-2. Yeah, it was 5-0.
When was Nick's walk off? That was against the
Pirates. That was third game of that Pirates series.
That Pirates series was bad.
They are so good.
The Pirates.
I'm happy.
But
game one, it was Nola versus Contrell. Summary. It was Bryce Harper single on a ground ball that Turner scoring, and then Michael Tiango, is that how you pronounce his last name? He hit a homer.
Yeah, that one was
the play of the game though. Top nine with two outs. Jeff Hoffman throws a wild pitch. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, the Kyle Freeland thing. Was it Kyle Freeland?
Yeah, it was Kyle Freeland. I mean, he hurts his shoulder, but
yeah,
Phillies get out of the inning.
Mm-hmm.
Which I will say, Jeff Hoffman this series. I forget when he gets put in. I think he got put in the whole inning, or I think it was the whole inning. But Jeff Hoffman, a little shaky series.
Mm-hmm.
Then Then we go to top 10. Nothing happens. Then good old Christian Pache. First pitch swing.
I was so happy when that happened.
Me too. I love Pache.
I love Pache. Even though I think it was against the Dodgers the 1 year he robbed a home run off, I forget who.
I remember his first at bat with the Phillies. He took a pitch clock violation.
Oh,
and it was like guy's first game he's doing that, but it's a good game too. Ranger versus Gomber.
This game was much better. Still
started off great.
Yeah,
still JT bomb.
The scoring though, like it just worries me with the Phillies.
The past two games, 7 and 5 runs. I'll take that.
Mm.
But Harper then doubled. Harper homered, which was a sight to see. He crushed that ball too. I think that was a slider in.
381 feet.
Yeah, and then to end the game, Ranger, who, heck, oh, he is so filthy.
I know. His secondary stuff was just, I feel like everyone's secondary stuff is there. Like Sanchez
yesterday was phenomenal.
Sanchez's changeup has been outstanding. Rangers, like all Rangers secondary pitches have been good. Like,
if Willard did not that stupid grand slam fastball down the middle of the plate to Jack Sawinski. Oh, and so much better.
I don't know why, but I don't like Jack Sawinski.
I like Jack Sawinski.
I don't know why.
That's like me and like some players. I just look at them like, that's not a good play.
Exactly.
And he just crushes.
Like, I don't like him. I don't know why. I think it's because in MLB The Show, his card was bad or something, and I was annoyed or something, but I just don't like him. I don't know.
Let's go to the last. Let's go to the third game.
He's one of those players he's one of those players that you don't like, and then you know they're going to do something against your team. That was with me, the Dodgers, and Darren Ruff. That guy, I don't understand it.
This happens to me a lot in college basketball. I look at a guy, I'm like, he's not that good.
And then he performs the best against your favorite team.
Yeah.
Game three.
The first inning was a little shaky for Sanchez. He lets a run in.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to top. We got a bottom one. Sanchez gets out of it. Kyle Schwarber leadoff bomb. Kyle Schwarber, not known for having hot starts.
Yeah. He's in the long pants, which was different, and I like it.
Then Trey goes back to back. Nice seeing Trey hit some pop.
Yeah. Could be a good thing and bad thing.
Yeah.
I think we can all say that. But
boom. Hits a double. Brandon Marsh. I mean, might be Phillies. If not for Schwarber having five. No, I will say it. Brandon Marsh has been the best Phillies hitter the whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a good.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking about Kyle because he just had two homers yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he leads the team in homers. But, yeah, Brandon Marsh. Man, I hope he's an all-star this year.
I hope Stott. Because Stott, I think Kyle got robbed.
I think Kyle will probably make it.
Yeah, at least a backup. I think Stott got robbed last year still.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Stott's going to perform.
But then again, you can't really trust on Kyle making it because it's all fan votes and you know how that goes. So,
and then we go to the top eight.
Now, I forget what happened. Oh.
It was Soto.
So this is when I turned off the game, I think fifth inning.
I was in the shower during this. I was listening in the shower.
I turned the game off fifth inning and started watching Sixers. So I turned it off, watched Sixers. Went on my phone, checked the MLB app. You know like the little like GameCast thing where it's like the strike zone? No, like it shows like the strike zone and the hitter. And then,
I use that.
I was looking at that and I was like, oh my God, bases are loaded.
Three times.
And then I'm like, I'm watching the GameCast thing on my phone and watching the Sixers at the same time. So then the Sixers start dropping the like lead, or the Heat start pulling away. They're up by 13 or 12. Turn that game off, go to the Phillies, and then I saw it.
Jeff Hoffman and Soto struggled mightily.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Soto, not...
Only person that didn't struggle was Alvarado.
I think he let a base hit.
Yeah, it was... I forget who.
It was to someone, but...
Yeah.
I mean... The bullpen, except for Marte and Alvarado in the bullpen. Soto and Hoffman looked Soto especially looked atrocious. I mean, hit after hit. My lord. It didn't help that Jeff Hoffman walked a guy too and made it bases loaded the third time.
Soto's a velocity guy, right?
Yeah. He's been pitching well this year too.
Thing is with me is
he's like Alvarado, a little bit less command.
You saw what he did with the Tigers. Made the All-Star game.
Back to back.
He
clearly is a good reliever.
I think he can get back to that point.
He was pitching well this year, too. I think he had a 1.01. But
I really think the step is to just... I think laying off the velo is...
But I think that's just how he... I don't know if you can really lay it off, though.
I mean, I've seen it with a bunch of pitchers. You've seen it with Garrett Crochet. A guy got converted to a starter and laid off, I think, 7 miles per hour in his fastball. And
you know he's the difference?
Pitching better than ever.
You know the difference is with that is reliever to
okay,
pitch
yeah, but...
I get
he's
that.
He's still getting outs.
I get that. But with a reliever, like, that's when you have a minimum. You don't have to worry about your arm that much. You can just go and fire. I think that's with Soto. That's just how he's been taught.
Yeah. Which is, maybe he'll just get...
Maybe this is a blimp in the road. One bad.
Yeah, maybe he'll get better, but me personally, I think he has good enough break on all of his pitches. He has that sinker.
I do like
it. It breaks a lot. I think if he laid off the velo, he could paint the corners easier, and then it would be way better. But that's just my opinion.
It's just stunk because he's had a great start too, and then he had that five runs.
Like for example, I know it's another starter, but you remember Rich Hill? That guy was throwing 85 mile per hour fastballs, and he was still striking people.
He's still
out.
In the league. Did he retire? He retired, I think.
I think he retired because he played last with the Reds.
He played last year with the Pirates.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's played with so many teams, but
some other news happened in baseball. Jackson Holliday finally got his first hit.
Yeah, I think he went 0-11, but then finally got his first hit.
Which that Baltimore team, Colton Cowser, is filthy.
Yeah,
at the plate.
That Baltimore team is so fun to watch.
I think he had zero RBIs or zero homers before the
two-homer game.
Yeah, against the Red Sox. And then he's been, on fire.
Yeah.
Jordan Westberg.
That guy's a dog.
He's been, 199 before Jackson Holliday called up. He's been, 450. Something like that. A crazy since Holliday's
been called. That team is so fun to watch.
Gunnar Henderson's on fire. The only one guy that's not on fire is Adley Rutschman.
Yeah.
And when he gets hot, Cedric Mullins is hot. I don't know if Santander is.
Did you see the Mullins catch?
I did.
That was ridiculous.
And then he hit a home the next game.
I was telling my Mr. Smith about it. I swear, every catch of the year is always in the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and do you see the, do you follow any, baseball accounts or, anything that's, Cedric Mullins stuff? I see, every single time, you can't escape Cedric Mullins.
Yeah.
I like Cedric Mullins.
But what's their next series?
Their next series is Kansas City, which...
And they're good. They're doing
good. Cole Reagans is pitching well, I think.
Isn't the Royals doing good?
Yeah, they are 12-7.
But I don't know if they've been playing any...
They play the Mets. I think they lost that series 3-1. But, I mean, the pitching on the Royals is filthy right now.
Yeah. Knowing us, we're going to go in, score 10 runs against good pitching. Then we're going to go against... I don't even know. Bad pitching, and then we're going to score one run. I don't know.
I mean, Baltimore's pitching. Corbin Burns and Rodriguez have been the two better starters. They both have Rodriguez got under a 2.7. Burns is at 2.28.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really much from the rest. I think Kyle Bradish might be coming back. I don't know when he's coming back. Mm-hmm. But the bullpen, though. I will say
Felix comes back too.
Craig is having a great start. 1.13.
I don't care. You can
right now. Craig's playing well, pitching well. Cano, he's pitching well.
Nick, I'm being so serious.
Yeah.
If that man had a 0 ERA throughout the entire season, I still wouldn't want him.
Oh, me either.
I
I'm just saying he's pitching well.
Yeah.
Dylan Tate, Danny. I don't know how to say it. Columbia. Don't, sorry, Jeez Louise. I don't know how to pronounce that last name. They got like five like relief pitchers with under like a two or like a one. Like,
can we talk about a certain batter that has been very cold? And I think
Nicky C?
Yeah.
Wow, look at me.
It was either him or Harper, but Harper's been decent. So.
Well, I saw a picture or a stat on, I think it was Bally Sports, one of the teams.
What, the double, like the extra base hit or the home run thing?
The home run thing, yeah. But like team players without home runs.
Yeah.
Acuna finally hit his first. I'm surprised Rodriguez is not, like, I think last year he started off the same way too.
Yeah.
But I'm not concerned.
That's what I saw. Somebody in the comments said, him, beginning of the year, is horrible, but then after All-Star break, he's literally, like, insane.
That home run derby does something to him.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Nicky C. I thought the roll-off was something special. I thought it was going
to That's what I thought. I don't know what he needs to
change. They need... you don't need to change.
They need his... He needs his son front row again and give him fist pumps.
He needs some luck from the outer world, from the world, to just do something terrible.
Oh,
that's... The OJ news is not helping. Yeah. The OJ news is helping.
That's what I saw too. I hope he can turn it around. Same with. I was gonna say Rojas, but Rojas has been.
He's on fire.
Yeah, he's been kind of.
I think he's like 8 for like his last like 20.
Because when I was watching, he had.
He had 2 hits yesterday.
The one hit he had, it was lined right to the left fielder, but it was an out. But it was still, like, a good piece. And then he got the double yesterday. So, like, he's been good.
Harper's been.
Harper's different because we know he's going to.
And also, he's missed a couple. Like, he's he's been close to getting homers. Getting base hits.
Exactly.
Nicky C's been awful.
Yeah, he's been just swinging at sliders outside. And then,
have you seen the thing of Javi Baez? Javi Baez,
yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
He's always swinging at pitches like 10 feet out the zone. But, I mean, it's tough with Nicky C because, like, I want to believe. Because, you know, like he's an all-star type player if he's hot. Mm-hmm. You're paying him 25 or under 20-something million per – not even 20 million.
Yeah.
18 million probably per year. I believe he'll get out of the funk.
Mm-hmm.
But please, do not be like the first year. If it's first year, Nick Castellanos, this team will have a hard time going far in the playoffs and winning the World Series.
I was watching – I forget what I was watching. I'm trying to think.
Unless he makes catching plays in the outfield.
I think I saw Mr. Smith again, and he was saying it's only a matter of time before he gets benched.
I mean, because, like, you look at like, the farm system, like, they don't have much players. But like
pitching,
a guy,
kind of.
But like Justin Crawford, he's an outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
He's been playing well. Like at some point, like if they don't trade him, because you know prospects are, he'll probably take over that spot in right field. Because you got I feel like they have their outfield set of the future.
Yeah.
With Marsh, Rojas, and maybe a guy like Crawford or whoever they get next. But one guy, well, have you seen Aiden Miller, for the Phillies, the prospect they drafted first round?
No.
He's been on fire. I think he's got 5 homers in, like, some amount of games. 4 homers.
Did you see the one college player hit 516 feet?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Good old metal bats.
Yeah. Imagine they did that for, like,
baseball?
All-star game or something.
Adolius Garcia might hit a ball 600 feet.
I want to see. I feel like I haven't seen a 500. I don't think I've ever seen a 500-foot home run live.
I think Stanton. Judge. Not live.
Judge had one.
It's a 504 he hit.
It was in Yankee Stadium, and I forget when it was, but I don't think I've ever seen a 500-foot home run live.
I don't think I have.
Actually, I'm positive that I haven't. One of the farthest I've probably seen is Springer in the World Series, Soler in the World Series.
Also, Soler had, not Soler, oh, yeah, Soler had, I was talking about, I thought Perez.
Yeah.
He hit a clutch home.
He's been cold, I'm pretty sure. I think.
Perez, he's had a good year.
I don't know why I thought that meant.
Because I think he's had a couple home runs lately.
But, yeah, looking, if I'm looking at the Phillies' performance, I'm happy with starting pitching. Bullpen's been pretty shaky.
Yeah.
And then the lineup has been, the good old Phillies lineup where not everyone can be hot at once, so.
Trying to look for the top something starting pitching ERA this year. So. Because, like, I want to see where the Phillies rank in starting pitching ERA.
Probably top. I was going to say top 5, but I don't know.
I would think top 5, right? Because, like,
I don't know if they've had a game where they got, like, destroyed. I can't. I don't remember. But.
Team stats. Let's see. Their ERA. Can I just get starting pitching? Is it just going to.
What's their total ERA?
The total is 3.6 something.
Yeah, so it's probably in the 2 range for the starting.
Their starting
ERA. Wait, I'm going to guess.
They're top 5.
I'm going to say 2.31.
2.54. They're the third.
Okay.
It's Boston, Kansas City.
And then?
Philly, then Texas, New York, Pittsburgh, Yankees, Padres, Rays.
Who's last?
Baltimore. Last? Rockies.
Yeah.
Second to last? I'm surprised. It's the Twins.
Yeah, with Pablo Lopez and all them guys.
I think losing Sonny Gray hurt a lot.
Yeah, and he's doing good this year.
He is. You know what team's doing good? The Oakland Athletics, baby.
Who would have thought?
I don't know why they sent down Orestes Urias.
Yeah.
He's been mashing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seeing, like the A's, the Royals especially, they've been a nice team just to keep track of because, like, Cole Reagans, he's a dog. Seth Lugo's got a 1.05 ERA.
What?
I know.
That seems fake.
Let me confirm it, I think. I know it's a 1 something.
Yeah, there's been a lot of...
A lot of relievers going to start. Like, yeah, 1.05. He's gone 7, 6, 6.2, 6 innings. He's gone 25.2 innings.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. You know, let's check Philly's batting. Let's check where they are batting.
Yeah, that is not going to be good.
Let's check...
I'm going to try to guess the average.
Let's go average.
I'm going to say 242.
You're so close. Somewhat.
I was going to say 242 or 241, but...
The 237.
Oh, okay.
Can you guess on base?
Oh, God. 489.
What?
489.
Nah, no team's that high. On base?
On base percent, like OBP.
Yeah, no team's above 400.
Not... Am I thinking of, like, a different stat?
You think I'm slugging.
I don't know what I'm thinking of. What's their on base?
3?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Wait. Now I know. I'm going to say 323.
308.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and what about, you know, slugging?
I don't... What is slugging even...
That's like homers, extra base hits.
Is that like the percentage of your hits? Is that like?
It's like I think.
Is it tallying all your hits and then the percentage of those is?
Like, I think home runs like more.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know what it would be then.
It is 371.
Yeah. There's a bunch of stats I don't even know what to calculate.
WRC plus. So, I think, is that 100? Is average that OPS? OPS plus?
Couldn't tell you.
No, what's the war?
Only average, like, the only stats I will look at is on-base percentage, average, and ERA. That's, like, the only three I'll look at.
You know war? War, at least?
Wins above replacement. Yeah.
Do you know who's the worst war in the league? What team?
Pitcher or a player?
Team stat. Like.
Oh, team stat?
Yeah, team.
How does that work?
Like, I think they accumulate everybody's.
Oh, okay.
Like, everybody's, it's batting.
I'm trying to think of, like, a horrible team. White Sox.
They're 29th.
Oh.
With a negative 1.2.
Dang it.
Worst is Miami.
Oh.
Negative 1.4.
I was so confused. I'm like, how does war...
I wish I could see their, like, their OPS, though. Like, a team OPS.
But...
How many homers do the Phillies have this year? Let's see.
Play the Royals. I'm worried about that Royals series, man. They're home, though, right? Against the Royals?
Who?
Phillies? Are they home against the Royals?
They play the White Sox.
You said...
No, that's Baltimore. You said Baltimore. Baltimore's playing.
Oh. So, wait. Philly plays White Sox?
Yeah, I think in Chicago and Philly.
Okay, we're chilling.
Do you know how many homers the Phillies have?
As a team.
Yeah, as a team. I would say the top half of the league.
Marsh has 3?
Yeah, something like that.
Schwarber has 5.
Harper's, I think, got 5.
Trey has 3 or 2.
Stott, Bohm, some players.
I'm going to say I'll say
they're above Atlanta. I'll say that they're above Atlanta by.
I'm gonna say 19.
You're so close.
It's I was gonna say that or 21.
It's 21.
Yeah.
Do you know what team has the most?
Wait, hold on. Ooh, I was thinking either the Diamondbacks, maybe.
No.
Rangers.
No. They're not even top 10. What are the Rangers?
What division? What division is the team in?
East AL East. Is the Rangers top 10?
Is it Boston?
No.
Oh, it's the Yankees.
They're second. They're third.
The Yankees.
No. They are, the Yankees are 10th.
Is it the Orioles?
Yeah, with 30. Yeah. They've had 5 straight games with 3-plus homers. Huh. I will say, one team, one player I did not expect to be this hot, Tyler O'Neill, looks like Adam Duvall last year.
No, he looks like the Tyler O'Neill from being the player of the month. From, I forget what year, 2022?
September?
Yeah. He was nuts that year. Like that
I will say, the Red Sox do it again. Last year was Duvall. They signed
That's what
him.
I'm saying. Like,
they fund these outfielders that no one wants.
No. It's not even that. I remember early in the beginning of the year, I forget if I said it with the Red Sox or the Rays, but I remember I said the Red Sox always find a way not to be last in the division. And I, so far, because I don't think the Rays have been that good.
I think they're 10-9.
Oh, okay. What did they start out last year? What was their record again?
14-13-0?
Yeah, it was something crazy.
But, like, seeing Tyler Neal just mash.
Yeah.
It's good to see. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's got me. I think he's got like 10 RBIs though. Mm-hmm. Which one player who never left, Mike Trout.
Yeah, I was about to. Yep.
He is so good.
I hope he stays healthy. Like, really bad.
If he stays healthy, he might hit.
Is he leading? I think he's tied.
Do you know who leads the league in RBIs? American League RBIs.
American League RBIs?
Yeah. I saw it today.
It's not Trout because he doesn't get any.
You know what I'm saying? It's someone on the Angels. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure he's on the Angels.
How am I? What?
I'm going to switch it up. AL, RBI, leader.
That's very
2024.
Strange. I don't even know, like.
24 of American League batting leaders. Let's see. RBIs. All right, come on. Baseball reference might be. Where is it? I'm looking for it. But I know it's someone like.
Is it like a no name or is it somebody known?
It's someone.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. He does lead. Okay. I am correct. He does lead the AL RBIs.
He's on the Angels. Do I know him?
You should know him probably. He plays out. He plays like outfield. Somewhat at times. Sometimes out. I think he only plays outfield. Yeah. He plays. He plays like right next to.
Is he older?
He's 30.
I was going to say Aaron
Hicks. He's been on the Angels, I think, his whole career. Yeah, whole career.
I'm going to get so mad because I know it's not Jared Walsh.
No, he's not. He's on the Rangers.
He is?
Yeah.
I did not know
that. I was
that.
Watching Sunday Night Baseball. He was in there.
I feel like it's a I know who it is, but I don't know their name.
What do you picture? It's an outfielder.
I'm picturing like the same build as Jared Walsh, kind of. Like, same build-wise.
I mean, sometimes they both have beards.
Yeah, like, I feel like I know who it is. I just don't know their... What's their first name start with?
T. Tay.
Oh, Taylor Ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Leads the AL.
No, because him and Jared Walsh both have beards, and I feel like I always... And their last names are kind of similar.
Oh, yeah.
So...
I always just last names.
What?
Just last names. They kind of look the same too.
Yeah, I don't know. But what about NL? Who leads? Well, don't tell me. I'll try to guess.
Yeah,
but.
Me. Right, if I could find it, I'd like search of a player.
RBIs for NL. I'm trying to think of who a good player is to say.
Man. Oh, okay. I got it.
What division?
East.
AL East.
Someone. That he's kind of like a meme sometimes.
This is not a real guess. Orlando Arcia.
No.
I'm joking.
Same team.
Yeah. Ozuna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say again? The cops? He's like, I'm more.
I don't even. I didn't watch that video, but I've seen it.
It's like, I'm Marcel Ozuna from the Braves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Home runs too. Let's see home
runs. Home runs in NL.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it's Mookie.
No, it's not.
Oh Mookie. Wait, no. He's second now. He's second.
Yeah, someone passed him up.
Oh my God, who is it?
You got to get this one. Same team as the Braves.
What?
Yeah, Braves player.
It ain't Michael Harris.
No.
What?
It's not Michael Harris.
I thought we were like, it is.
It's not. It's a D.
It's Ozuna.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know he.
Yeah, he's Marcellus for the Braves.
All right.
Oh,
well,
can you guess batting average?
For the NL?
Yeah, same division, same team.
What?
Yeah.
Is it Ozuna again?
No.
Okay.
It's this other guy.
Other guy?
Yeah. The meme.
Arcia.
Yeah.
Is it actually?
Yeah, batting 377.
What?
Yeah.
How many 17, at bats?
61. 68 what? Player. Yeah, 61 at bats because he had, like, say he's walked 7 times.
How many, like?
17 games.
How many extra base hits does he have?
I think he's 9. A homer and 8 doubles.
Dang.
Can you guess? Let's see pitching. Who's got stolen bases?
Oh, I don't know.
Nah, that'd be a little too tough.
Yeah, I don't know anything about stolen bases.
What's pitching? Of course, I don't know about pitching. But yeah, you know, let's go. Let's see AL.
Yeah, do one more and then.
All right, let's do.
Because we're running out of time.
Yeah. So we did. All right. So home run leader in the. At AL.
Isn't it Trout?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What is it? Batting average.
Oh, God.
Because you just did. RC was NL.
Wait, didn't we already. Isn't it an Angels player?
Nah.
Oh, no.
That was RBIs.
What was Taylor Ward for?
RBIs.
Okay. Batting average for the
He's
AL.
He's in the same division as the Rangers.
West?
Yeah. Great player, by the way.
Really?
Yes, like Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer?
Could be. Probably is.
Is he younger?
He's old.
What?
He's on the Astros.
Oh. Altuve?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking either him or Bregman, but Bregman, I know.
Leads the league in hits, 31.
But, yeah, I think we covered a good amount.
How's Arise doing?
I don't know, but, yeah, check that, and then we'll...
Yeah. Luis Rise.
I'm going to guess he's batting
279. He's at a negative 0.4 war.
I'm going to say he's batting 279. That's my guess.
276.
Okay. Well.
You're close.
All right. Well.
Well, as we learned today, Orlando Arcia is a hit machine.
Yeah. Maybe we didn't put enough respect on his name. Maybe.
No. Yeah. After last year, he was a clown.
But, yeah, this is Hot Takes with Nick and Justin. Yeah. We'll be back. Next time, probably for NBA stuff. And,
probably.
Yeah, we'll be back next.
Go Phils.